It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. President Bush stepped in front of the cameras last night, knowing that many people in his audience were skeptical and many others were confused. The president was working to build support for bailing out the financial services industry, and he argued that without $700 billion federal dollars, quote, our entire economy is in danger.
This rescue effort is not aimed at preserving any individual company or industry. It is aimed at preserving America's overall economy. It will help American consumers and businesses get credit to meet their daily needs and create jobs. And it will help send a signal to markets around the world that America's financial system is back on track.
So that was the speech last night, and now he has invited the presidential candidates to meet him at the White House today. That meeting is a reminder that the financial crisis affects the political campaign, and the campaign, in turn, could affect the crisis. In a moment, we'll have analysis from NPR's Juan Williams. We begin with the candidates, whose first debate is now in question. Here's NPR's David Green.
It was mid-afternoon yesterday when the McCain campaign suddenly called reporters to a ballroom in a Manhattan hotel.
Good afternoon.
McCain was using a teleprompter, which is rare at quick events like this, but it meant he'd chosen his words carefully and could be looking right into the camera when he said Washington must do something about the crisis on Wall Street.
If we do not, credit will dry up with devastating consequences for our economy. People will no longer be able to buy homes, and their life savings will be at stake. Businesses will not have enough money to pay their employees. If we do not act, every corner of our country will be impacted.
And then McCain announced this.
Tomorrow morning, I'll suspend my campaign and return to Washington after speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative. I've spoken to Senator Obama and informed him of my decision, and I've asked him to join me.
McCain said he'd given up on Congress approving the Bush administration's bailout package as it stands. So he said he wanted to head to Washington today and get to work. As for tomorrow's debate in Mississippi,
I'm directing my campaign to work with the Obama campaign and the Commission on Presidential Debates to delay Friday night's debate until we have taken action to address this crisis.
As McCain wrapped up,
thank you.
The focus shifted to Senator Obama, who was campaigning in Florida. He hastily called a press conference and said he's still getting ready for the debate in Mississippi.
This is exactly the time when the American people need to hear from the person who, in approximately 40 days, will be responsible for dealing with this mess. And I think that it is going to be part of the president's job to deal with more than one thing at once.
Obama promised that if congressional leaders need his help dealing with the financial crisis, he'd go anywhere, anytime. He didn't suspend his campaign. He also said he wasn't worried about making the debate.
We've both got big planes. We've painted our slogans on the sides of them. They can get us from Washington, D.C. to Mississippi fairly quickly.
As Obama and McCain spoke, there was also a behind-the-scenes back and forth between the campaigns. According to aides on both sides, Obama called McCain in the morning to propose some kind of joint statement on the economy. Obama couldn't get through to McCain, but the Arizona senator got back to Obama in the afternoon and suggested both candidates suspend their campaigns. Here's Obama recalling that chat.
What I suggested to him was, well, why don't we get the joint statement out first, and our staffs will discuss this. I think the only possible miscommunication might have been how quickly there was an announcement and somebody was on television. I think probably my assumption was is that the joint statement would go out initially.
The joint statement did finally come last night. Obama and McCain called this a moment to rise above politics and, quote, prove that Washington is once again capable of leading this country. And both candidates plan to be at that White House meeting later today. From there, things are unclear. McCain's campaign said the Arizona senator will debate tomorrow only if there's a deal in place. And yet, those debate organizers in Mississippi say the debate is on, as far as they're concerned. David Green, NPR News, New York.